Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, Numbers 526 to 663. MR, Number 538. Our Responsibility to Encourage Others. If the doctor, Kellogg, fails in doing his duty and being an overcomer at last, those brethren who failed in their want of wisdom and discernment to help the man when and where he needed their help will be in a large measure responsible. If ever a people have need of clearer and increased light from heaven, it is the people whom God has made the repository of his law. The men to whom God has committed sacred trusts need to be spiritualized, elevated, vitalized by the sacred truth they profess to believe. When the history of our cause and work reveals that men who have occupied positions of sacred trust, who have been teachers of the truth to others, are found unfaithful and turn away from the holy commandment delivered unto them, what carefulness should it lead us to? What distrust of self? How it should strip us of self-sufficiency and spiritual pride? What humble views we should have of our wisdom and our own insufficiency? How we should sense the fact that we are kept by the power of God through faith? This was a precious day to our souls, a season long to be remembered, never, never to be forgotten. Praise and thanksgiving ascended from the hearts and lips of many to the glory of God. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth God. The Lord would have his people a bright, cheerful, gladsome people, light bearers to the world. Light, precious light, represents the cheerfulness and happiness which should be reflected to the world. Be of good courage in the Lord. He has wrought for you in the past, and he will continue to prepare the way before you. I cannot but feel assured that you have found the very place, Berrien Springs, in which to begin your schoolwork. Released May 20th, 1977.